Chapter 2. From the moment inside the hangar when she decided to let Rogers and Barnes go, Natasha knew there would be repercussions. There were always repercussions. The Avengers had learned this the hard way. Whether it was stopping the Chitauri invasion of Earth in New York City, or preventing the rogue AI Ultron from eliminating humanity from Earth, a hefty price always had to be paid. In New York, it was casualties and destruction. In Sokovia, where they had faced Ultron, the same. There were other events, to be sure, like the Avengers' efforts to stop former Hydra operative Brock Rumlow from obtaining biological weapons from a lab in Lagos, Nigeria. The Avengers had stopped Rumlow, but in the battle, Wanda Maximoff had lost control of her incredible powers. The accident resulted in the deaths of several civilians. It was those events that prompted the world's governments into action. They decided the world could no longer afford to allow the Avengers to operate without oversight or supervision. Too many lives were at stake. Thus were born the Sokovia Accords, a legal document approved by 117 countries. Per the Accords, the Avengers would fall under the direct supervision of the United Nations, when and only when the UN deemed it necessary. The Avengers would go into action. Tony Stark felt it was a small price to pay to keep the Avengers together, to provide security for a world that needed them badly. It was something he was willing to live with. He tried to convince his fellow Avengers. Steve Rogers, Captain America, believed otherwise. How long would it be before the Avengers were asked to serve a political agenda, rather than the people whom they had sworn to protect? The Sokovia Accords created a strange gray area that made Rogers supremely uneasy. Stark was part of a group of heroes willing to abide by the Accords. Rogers was part of the other group. Tony had been tasked with bringing Rogers and Barnes into the custody of Secretary of State Thaddeus Ross, one of the masterminds behind the Sokovia Accords. To accomplish this, Stark assembled his own team, which included Natasha, as well as James Rhodes as War Machine, Vision, the Wakandan Prince, T'Challa, and even threw in a young kid from Queens, New York.